Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. First up, a closer look at continued violence in Bangladesh and what it means for Christians. Later, Jesus provides the answer to addiction in the United States. First, Bangladesh will be taking steps to extradite former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina from neighboring India to face charges related to mass killings. More than 1,000 people were killed and hundreds injured during a crackdown on student-led protests against Hasina's government in July and August. Things may have calmed in the streets of Dhaka, Bangladesh's capital, but violence continues in remote communities. FMI's Patrick Anthony says,
Hindus and Christians are feeling very vulnerable right now. People can see these minorities as cooperatives to the former government.
Although the population of Muslim-majority Bangladesh is only 8% Hindu and less than 1% Christian, these small percentages don't offer protection. Attackers recently targeted a Hindu family living near one of FMI's national leaders.
A family only 5 kilometers away, relatives of his, a group of 10 attacked their house and raped the wife and mother, which ended up putting her in the hospital.
FMA supports national leaders and church planters in Bangladesh. Read the full report online to learn how you can come alongside their work. Ask the Lord to supernaturally protect believers and other targeted minorities.
They're scared. They're feeling very vulnerable. Pastor Rajib, he's been robbed a couple times, and he said it would not take much for people to do it again. We're praying that the Lord's protection, when there are no police, would be a testimony to the reality of the God that Christians are following, Jesus Christ.
Next, school is well underway in most places around the world, but the beginning of classes this week in Lebanon holds special significance. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon explains.
We tried to finish the school year last year, but it was not really finished well. We had raids in camps. We could not bring the kids in. We finished the year abruptly.
As a result,
the beginning of this year is really like a big celebration for us because it's like, wow, now we can start again. At the same time, we're very aware that this might not stay the same.
Syrian refugee students and their families face constant deportation threats. Meanwhile, Hezbollah and Israel continually trade fire in southern Lebanon, close to where the school operates.
We don't know how much we will have normal days. So we're just celebrating now the beginning of it and praying that we will be able to continue.
TM Lebanon plays an even more important role now.
With the UN funding going down, many kids are not going to school anymore. Many Syrian kids are on the street. We need to sow peace and hope and future because God has plans for them. If we leave them on the streets, it's likely that they will never see their dreams come true.
Pray students will begin a saving relationship with Jesus Christ through TM Lebanon's school.
Everything we do is to bring the knowledge of Jesus to people. These seeds that we plant, we believe that God will bring to fruition one day.
And finally, heroin takes a toll. Its monstrous effects tempt users with a temporary high, then cause devastating damage to minds, bodies, and families. That's one of the nightmares Brandon Bauer of The Lighthouse is helping people fight in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Heroin's one of those things that is ravishing our community. It's really destroying our families and businesses.
Heroin is dangerous enough on its own, but dealers often cut it with other substances, making it stronger and more deadly.
One dealer might cut it this way, and another dealer cuts it that way, and you think you're getting what you've always used, and all of a sudden you're getting something more powerful.
But no one can help people break free of temptation like Jesus, no matter how strong the drug.
There is no sin too great that Jesus can't free us from. And that's the message of The Lighthouse. And it is not just a Fort Wayne thing. It is a worldwide message that needs to get out there that God loves you and He has a plan for your life. And He can help you break the chains of anything you're trapped in.
If you need resources to help someone fight addiction, Bauer has written a book that will help you get a head start. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.